Good evening and welcome to the July 13th, 2021 Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees meeting. It is 7 o'clock and I call this meeting to order. Anita, could you lead us off with the June 8th, 2021 meeting minutes?
Sure. Here are the minutes. These are your copies. That one there has the attachments. They are the same as what you would have received via email.
Any questions, gentlemen?
No questions.
No questions. I move to approve the June 8th, 2021 meeting minutes as we've reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
It's signed on the back.
Yep. Finally getting used to that.
Here is the bank statement and reconciliation for the month of June.
All good. I move to approve the June monthly bank statement as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Financial reports for June. Again, these would have been emailed to you and they're the same as what you received in the email.
Thank you.
Any questions, gentlemen?
No.
I move to approve the monthly reports as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries.
Okay. These are the payroll vouchers for the road employees. There's two of them there.
Hello?
Can I get in the kitchen?
Yes. I actually have the back doors unlocked for you if you need to.
Okay. Pardon? I need Anita can vouch for me, and this guy can't.
That's right.
All right, here are some purchase orders that need to be approved for tonight. Here's the totals if you want the total.
All right, thank you.
Time to have another document day, huh?
Yeah, that reminds me, we should probably have one of those days again.
Yeah. Is that fee, that's a monthly fee, right?
Yeah.
So we're paying about $3,000 a year?
No.
It says $255 no. monthly pallet storage.
It's
fee.
Only $21 a month. That will get us through the rest of the, yeah. That will get us through the rest of the
Got
year.
Got it. It just said monthly pallet storage. Yeah. I was like, that's all. We're paying a lot to keep those over. You can keep them in my basement for that.
Yeah, no, it's just 21 a month.
Right. Good?
Yep, no questions.
All right. Thank you. So let's see here, the regular POs, there's just the one, right?
There's one regular and multiple then now.
All right, we'll do the regular and then now. I move to approve regular purchase order 67-2021 for a total of $255. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. It's approved. We'll sign that at the end. And then and now purchase orders we have in the amount of $9,374.29. Numbers run from, it'll be 65-2021, 66-2021, 64-2021, 63-2021, and 62-2021 are the now purchase orders. Do I have a second to approve that? Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We'll sign them at the end of the meeting.
For the bills to be paid tonight and this month as well. There's, you know, the utility one for me as well.
Okay.
Should say just for July.
Gotcha. Any questions, gentlemen?
No questions.
I move to approve the July 2021 payment listing as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
I will second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries, and we'll pay the, or we'll sign the checks at the end of the meeting. Nita? You have the,
Yes, I got more.
Figured you did.
Yep. This is the updated fund balance after those bills are paid, so that's just FYI.
Okay.
I have this from Farmers National, which is, looks like they made a change to some paperwork, and we just have to re-sign things. So I don't know, I think it's just banking things we have to re-sign. So I'll let you look at it, but we can sign it at the end if you want.
You guys start down there.
I don't think there's anything too out of the ordinary.
I want revised signatures. My signature doesn't change.
I can't revise it.
Does it need all of the trustee signature, John, or is it just an authorized signature?
I think it's all.
Yep, there's names.
Okay.
Everywhere there's a red tab is a signature, not by all three, but like three red tabs, one's for you, one's for me, one's for Scott.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah. We'll sign them at the end with the then and now purchase orders and the checks. Okay.
All right, and then just an update, the audit, I think, is either in progress or done. I've already given them the boxes of stuff, and they've given them back to me. I haven't heard anything yet, but I was told that they have everything they need, so that is progressing.
Good.
And then the final thing is regarding the CARES Act and the money that is left over. We had, and it's in the list of bills, there was one more chunk of bills to be paid for KBFD that they were waiting on to come in. And they had ordered them back in November, but they just came in here in June and July. So after we paid that, which that was in the original approved chunk of bills, it leaves us with a balance of $8,806.05. There will be interest on that too yet, so that number may change a little bit. But so that leaves about $4,400 left for both KBFD and East Wayne EWFD. I know we've already approved one more for KBFD, so that brings their balance down to about $2,999. So I do have this, which John's already seen, but if the other two want to see it, it's just a listing of everything that's been paid out of the CARES Act fund. I've kind of sorted it that the pink ones are KBFD's, the, I forget what color, is East Wayne's, and then everything else is the township stuff. So it kind of shows that breakdown. Mm-hmm.
And you just got done doing a quarterly audit, so we're all, this is it, what's left for the final disbursement.
I mean, we have to have do those quarterly audits until it's all gone.
Okay.
But I just did the second quarter.
In my discussions with East Wayne, they were asking during this, between last meeting and this meeting, for an official motion before they spent the money. So I suggest that we just make a motion divvying out both of them, and that way we can notify Kittern and East Wayne of what the ending balance is, what they have left over the next couple months to try to find projects for. The projects I was hearing don't deviate from what's already been approved from, as of now, didn't deviate from what's been approved by the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office, so we already have that guidance in place. So, let's see here. 4.03 and 29.63. Alright. I move to, I'm gonna put this down the easiest way. I move to notify EWFD of a remaining balance for them to allocate in the amount of $4,403.03, and for Kittern to allocate for $2,999.63. Does that sound right? Scott? Tom? Scott? Scott, second that if you're okay with how I word that, Anita? Okay. All in favor say yes?
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. We will notify them of what the what's remaining in our CARES Act.
I think it's worth noting that I think that we've accomplished our goal of using those funds and keeping them locally within the community.
Mm-hmm.
It helped the township some, but obviously the fire departments were the more of the benefactors of that money. But I'm glad we were able to. It was some work, especially on Anita's part. So thank you, Anita.
Yes.
But I think it's worthwhile to keep that money within the community.
All right. Thank you, Anita, for a lot of work. There's reports, and it doesn't seem to be ending with this coronavirus stuff. There's more plans coming. We'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
More plans coming. So with more work coming, and it's going to put an extra burden on you. So we want to give you the credit where it's due. Thank you.
You're welcome. That is all I had.
Do you have anything on the 2022 budget?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Meeting, special meeting next Monday to review the budget. 6:00.
19.
On the 19th.
At the Township Garage.
And it, yeah. Okay, that's.
That was the last thing.
Actually, bummer.
Why?
It's going to be, well, I have time to contact. I think in the letter that I sent to the Daily Record, I had this place listed. But I think I have till the 16th to give them corrections. So if we want it at the garage, that's fine. I can probably get it changed.
Unless it's much easier to change it on the website end of it. So if Scott, you want to check with Betty?
Yeah, we'll see what's up.
Okay.
And I can change the website and like that.
So. And that's where we had it last year. So that's probably why I.
Yeah, I can change that. I have it here. Or a Township Garage, sorry. So, do you have anything for us to review prior to that, or?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I can hopefully send something out to you within this next week.
Great.
Good.
So, we'll go from there as far as scheduling that. I write this at the end of the meeting. The other thing is, since the Daily Record is a little bit slow on it, are you all right if I approach Christy from the Downton Gazette? They've done pretty good about putting stuff on Facebook for us. That's a notification as well.
Right.
So that's.
Well, I think between the Daily Record, the website, and Downton Gazette, that we should be covered, even though the Daily Records is coming out the day of the meeting.
Okay.
I sent it to him yesterday, but apparently the paper's full for this week already.
Got it. All right. And anything else, Anita?
No.
All right, thank you. On to the road supervisor. We have his reports to review. I did not get a chance to kick these out to you. Still pretty basic. He's been basically working on signs, getting them up, preparing for chip and seal. Over the weekend, we had some heavy rain, so he was working with that, but that'll be for July's report. So he's been a pretty busy fella.
And chip and seal is supposed to start tomorrow?
Supposed to, but he's thinking it's getting knocked back because rain these last few days have held them up from where they're supposed to be at. So we'll go from there. To make note on there, there are some totals on total rack received, the number 8. When he transposed the number from his sheet to the thing, he didn't hit the right number. So the 8 is now corrected to show the yearly total. We're at with 8s, and we have not got any 67s in. So I'm pretty sure I got that all figured out. I was going to meet with him yet this week to make sure I have everything figured out on that grand total. Because those totals are based off of when our contract is, to see how much we're actually using on our contracts. So if there's no other questions, I move to approve the monthly road reports from the road supervisor as we reviewed. Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Add them to our meeting minutes. There you go. There we go. So yes, as we were just discussing, he was hoping to start tomorrow to get chip seal with finally being done. If there's any carryover next week, again, weather kind of dictates some of that, and Kevin has a vacation coming up as well. So between weather and vacation time, it may be into August before we see chip and seal. But just to give you a heads up about that. Cemetery grant. The work was done. I went out today in the rain and verified it, that the stones that were built for, yes, there was 4 stones that were done. They look much nicer. There's still stones out there that can handle to be fixed as well. I think we approved $1,500 tonight to pay for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, $1,513. And that was right on with what their quote was. I have a picture of the quote. So now that all that work is done, Anita, I think it's down to you to do the final submit.
And I looked on the Ohio, is it OBM? OMB? Grants page.
Okay.
And it is not listed there as one of our grants. So I don't know if I'm not in the right place, because I was going to go file it, assuming that it was filed the same way the CARES Act is filed.
Right.
So if you have...
Yeah, cemeterygrants@.com. Department of Commerce.
Okay. Can I have this or a copy?
You know what I'm going to do?
You can email it to me or...
Here's the folder.
Okay. All right.
I have everything that I had in there. And then the only thing I was going to do is I have pictures before, and I have pictures after, and I'll go to Walmart and have them printed off to stick in that file as well for proof of work being done. So, and
do you want this back after I'm done?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't mind. And then I'll file that at the township garage.
Okay.
So I've been starting to file stuff back there again since we have those cabinets. So,
since we're on the subject of the cemetery, Anita, did you get the check from the resident that purchased?
Yes.
Okay. I know he dropped it off at the township garage.
Yeah.
It was nice to get a grant for $1,000 worth of it. We did $500 out of our own funds for that. That included 4 of the 5 stones that we recommended, and it was the best way to come up where we're actually using up all the money. So, the Otarma grant, we just ran out of time. So, work on that. There's only so many hours in a day and so many days in a month. So,
is that the $500 grant for the...
From Otarma, yes.
For the fire...
Yeah, the flammable cabinet. Yeah, so you
okay.
can put your gasoline cans in there and locks them up.
Okay.
So we approved $2,000 last month with $500 coming from the grant. So we'll try to work on that here this coming month. There's been some other things going on that kept us going. So.
And that expired, you said?
the...
$500.
It didn't expire. We can use it still.
Oh, we can still use it.
I think they do it calendar year, or like January 1 to December 31st. It's not during your renewal period, if I remember.
It's just not done yet.
Yes. We just haven't got to it. We ran out of time.
Okay.
So, Kevin had it on his list of things. Yeah, Kevin had it on his list, and I had it on my list, and we just kind of ran out of time, so... He's been mowing and finishing up our odds and ends, so... let's see here. Fire department stuff, we actually have quite a few to review. So I'll hand off... Which one do I have first? East Wayne. I do have a May and June report from East Wayne. Seemed like June was a busy month for everybody. Kittery was showing quite a few too.
Is there a reason why there's no Marshallville jurisdictions in here? Is that just not reported, or they're not having emergencies there?
May I see that report, Tom?
Yeah, that's a good question.
See if there's a run number.
One reference on there.
Haven't seen one in a while, actually.
They're just reporting Sure Creek, including the Village of Dalton, since the Village of Dalton is inside of our borders, knowing, but that's not part of...
Just within Sure Creek Township. Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're so giving us Dalton because the village is inside of our area, so...
Okay, so it isn't all of their calls,
no,
necessarily.
No.
Down at the bottom it says total, 50 total EWFD, that's just within the township.
Yes.
Okay.
Our section of the world.
But then there's... Okay, so there's NL... In the LVFD, Tusk Township, on here.
Alabama. Oh, you're looking at June, aren't you?
Yeah.
That would have been a mutual aid.
Okay, but that's not technically within the township, so...
I don't know how that snuck on there, so they proved me wrong.
That busts your logic.
It does. He did a great job. Because I just looked at this one here as an East Union one, too, as well, for a barn fire mutual aid.
I've never been a prosecuting attorney, John.
It's all good. All I care is that they give me all the ones that we want for our area. If you throw a couple bonus ones in there, go throw a couple bonus ones there. I'm good with that. But anyway, I even have one here for Orville. So they're still kind of there fairly busy. And Ken reflects it as well. It's showing the time. So any other questions for East Wayne on their reports?
No.
I move to approve the May and June 2021 monthly East Wayne reports and approve and attach them to our meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. And then Kittery. May is just 2 pages, and then you get to June and it's 4 pages.
Oh, wow.
So, and
who
there's
seconded that this one?
Scott. And our agenda didn't have the May report. We got that here early today, so after I posted the agenda, of course.
We're very busy.
Questions?
No.
I move to approve the Kittery May and June. Yes, May and June 2021 reports as we reviewed and attach them to our meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. All opposed say no. Motion carries. As we move into our agenda, the Safety Council called for a meeting between both villages. They invited me in as the president for the township just to listen to what's going on. And we had discussion led by Safety Council from the village, along with East Wayne was present, about how is everyone feeling about the levies that were just passed in November, and what do we think about the future? Believe it or not, next spring's coming around quickly, so if we want to have any change or direction, anything like that, or improvements, we probably should be talking about it now. making sure everything's working the way it should be. We figured out that February 2nd was the filing date. If we decided to do May, it seemed like amongst all the entities, it was thought that the spring was an appropriate one to go for. That gave us one chance to approve if there was a change of plan, and if not, there gave us a backup of the November one to approve something. There was discussion between a 5-year and a continuing. There's pros and cons to both sides. With a 5-year and continuing, the main benefit of continuing obviously is that they know that they're getting something continuous. There's no more going back to the public. You know, if this is the bare minimum for some beginning staffing and keeping the doors open, at least they can plan on that. And they understand if they want more, they have to show their case to the voters and approve them maybe as a itemized list as it comes before them. So that was one of the benefits. The pro on the 5-year was is that we did a 2-year that seemed to be supported, and maybe a 5-year is our next step in testing the waters of how confident voters are with East Wayne. So again, there was back and forth with that.
This is for the fire levy?
Yeah, Northern Sugar Creek Township. For us, it would be just Northern Sugar Creek.
Right.
Both villages, they're dealing with East Wayne Fire District levy.
Okay.
So there's a lot of moving components to this discussion.
Okay.
Obviously, a new levy right now. If we change anything more than just the 2-year 2.9, it changes the value of what they're going to come in. We already got some preliminary back from JARA that if East Wayne wanted to keep the same collection as they did this year, they'd be looking at a 2.5 mil levy because
real estate values have gone up.
Yes, because everyone's 35% taxed went right up considerably, so there's already been a 4/10 gap already. Just in the 1 year, you know, yeah. We put a 2.9 on it, it's already down to a 2.4 or 2.5 approximately because of that. So that's something that needs discussed as well. There was also brought up the statements about East Wayne had made prior to the election of, you know, items. They said this is how we're going to spend our money. You know, there was question about Chief Nussbaum's salary, all those things that were discussed prior to the levy. Those need reviewed to make sure those are being accomplished prior to going back to the voters. Again, this is a great time to do that because if there's a correction that needs to be made, we have time to correct it. And on the back burner my whole time while I was sitting at that meeting going, if we're already talking to East Wayne about theirs, we probably should be talking to KVFD about theirs and what they want to do with their levy. So some of the results that came out of this meeting. One, I'm not going to answer for our board there and make any decisions in that meeting. I told them that anything in the future, I think all three of us, we'd be willing to call a special meeting of some sort. To go along with Safety Council and the Village of Marshallville and the Village of Dalton for further discussion. I said I'd report back what we kind of preliminary talked about, but any further decision, I think we all three need to be present. We'll call a special meeting, that way if a decision would need to be made, we can make it that night, or we could just be present just to give feedback on the direction we need to go. But I did not feel comfortable making any concrete decisions that night. Another thing that was thrown up was the $72,000 about Dalton. I think that's the first thing it has to fall is what does Dalton want to do with that $72,000 that they're putting in above what East Wayne is getting in levy. So we're kind of waiting to figure out what Dalton does with that. And once that's decided, there will be a meeting with ourselves, our board, Safety Council, Village of Dalton, Village of Marshallville, and JARA will be there as well as a consultant to discuss what we want to do and how we proceed forward. So a lot of moving parts again to the East Wayne in Northern Sugar Creek Township Fire District on how that all works together, but we're starting to have the discussion because I don't see us coming back until maybe September. Village of Dalton has to have their meeting to discuss what they're going to do and approve what they're going to do. So, and the second thing that came out of that meeting is East Wayne asked all the entities, what is the long-term goal for the relationship between the town, well, for us, between the township and East Wayne Joint Fire District? And he asked that for Dalton and Marshallville and ourselves. You know, how do we feel the long-term, what goals do we want to see? Obviously, from East Wayne, they would like to see township join, DVFD roll their assets in, Village of Marshallville roll their assets in. It makes it a lot easier on the board when you're not worried about all these little moving components that are going on behind the scenes. So his question to us revolves, what would make the township comfortable applying the Northern Sugar Creek Township? Is it conditional? Is it never going to happen? What do we think as a township board on how we may proceed in the future? I threw some ideas down. If you want them first to give you a chance to think about it, that's fine. Or you may agree. Or if you have your own ideas, that's fine too. Or I think we just need to have a short conversation about it to reply back to him to help give him guidance.
Yeah, when I read this, I asked myself, well, are we shopping for rings? What's up? A long-term relationship.
Mm-hmm. Seems like it.
Yeah.
So for the one thing that jumped off, we were talking this long-term, are we buying rings? DVFD status and what they're going to do with it. Right now, East Wayne is leasing their equipment from DVFD, and they're leasing their equipment from Marshallville. Before our township jumps into that, I think there has to be some understanding between those villages and DVFD of what's going to happen with that equipment before we even begin talking going into that. That's got to be settled first and foremost. That was just my view of it. I don't want to jump, you know, throw the township back into the district and they're still squabbling over what's going to happen to these assets, because I don't want to be part of that.
I think, you know, if we were to buttonhole what is the long-term goal for the township with respect to our residents, I think that's to provide an effective means for emergency services. Towards that end, we have contracted with EWFD, KVFD, OFD, and participated in their organizations as well. And then the second half of that is, you know, we judiciously monitor contract compliance. I think you had mentioned a little bit about 5-year continuing. I still see the benefit of tying the length of the levy to the length of the agreement, term of the agreement. That way we maintain a balance there of what the needs are versus what the residents agree to fund. And then I still think that the best way for residents to be represented is through elected officials, which, you know, the township was established over 200 years ago. We've had a very robust government, local government, caring for the roads and the cemeteries and the funds appropriated to us. I don't really see any incentive to changing that with respect to joining the East Wayne Fire District. I don't think it makes our jobs any easier, and I think it's actually better to have residents contact us direct through it. We almost act as a third-party conflict resolution service when there's issues that arise.
I would also add to that, you know, we did a pretty successful levy campaign and approval. And part of that success was the way we did it, which is exactly what you just described. If we were to take that step of saying that we wanted to move part or all of the township into the fire district, that changes everything. I think that changes everything when it comes to what has been successful in the past.
Can I stop you 1 second? Because I think I left out a key point that might help you guys.
Sure.
This isn't for about this levy attempt. This is beyond renewal.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
This question wasn't contingent for this upcoming levy.
I decided to jump to that because Scott.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that you were maybe thinking that we were thinking short term here. No, this is like 5-10 years down.
Yeah, I think we're the strategic voice of the township residents. Is one of our roles.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You know, and you guys can tell me if this is looking at it incorrectly, but when I think about when we talk about should this be a 5-year levy, should this be a continuing levy or whatever, I think that it should be us, maybe this is what you're saying, we're entering into a contract with East Wayne, but I don't necessarily feel like we're putting a levy on the ballot for East Wayne. We're putting a levy on the ballot for the township mm-hmm. to fund our fire and EMS fund so we can go out and contract. Mm-hmm. And we have obvious partners for the geography of the township. But I think we should be careful about lumping us into, you know, what Downton's doing. I'm not saying you're doing that or they're no, talking just, about that. I just yeah. think that we are, I would like to see us, you know, if the residents of the township supported, yes, let's fund fire and EMS services through a tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked well. And then you guys, you three guys, or whoever the three guys, gals are up here, you go ahead and you go out and contract. But I would like to keep it.
The contracting?
Yeah, I would like to keep it kind of an arm's length, instead of saying to the voters, we want you to pass, or the Northern Township, we want you right. to pass a levy for the East Main Fire District. And I know how we're not saying that, but sometimes that gets mixed in. And
let me rephrase the question to you this way. Will sure. there ever come a point where the township board will be comfortable enough to be part of the fire district, or do you think we will always, at the near foreseeable, even midterm foreseeable future, still maintain the contractual arrangement before a participant arrangement?
I don't know.
You know, I
think that's what Blake's kind of looking for. Do we think we're going to remain that, you know, in our near future? I think obviously yes, we're going to be contractual. I don't think deviating from that, even after a 5-year, I don't see us being straying away from the contractual agreement. Now you get to 10 years away, that's a long ways away. And do township residents just go, you know what, maybe it is just easier? Maybe, I don't know. That's a hard way to predict.
I think, you know, we're in a period of settled emotions after some discordant years.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the time to put your head down, do your job, and don't change the formula.
Mm-hmm.
We got a decent formula right now, and that's, I think it was so polarizing to join, and I don't think we dare go back there before we've got a period of consistent performance.
I'm trying to put this all in my head, Al. I'm going to reply back to Blake. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and I concur with you on that. You know, even if we ever got to that business, like I said, there's things that need to be settled out on their end of the deal that need to be all squared away. I mean, there's still, I believe, a lawsuit with Bachman Township involving them. I don't want to get back in with that still going on. There's a lot of things that need to fall in place. And I think even before that, once that's all settled out, I think if they really are serious about the township joining, they need to offer us a position on the board, still under contract, where we get a chance to be hands-on, be part of it, before at least one of us or a board member has the ability to be there day-to-day for a year to go, yeah, this is going to be a good idea for the township, or go, they still have some things that need worked out. I think we need to remain in that contractual that point. I think that there has to be something buffering us. Again, job performance. You got to show us that you're doing, you know, there is a standard that is continuing and it is going and everything's good. I think that baby step of being part of that board gives you a real good look on the inside of what's going on. That's more that you can see beyond just the day-to-day operations. I'm not saying that this is something I'm going to push for right now, that these are all things that need to be resolved well before our township even begins to entertain the idea of doing this. This is not, if you do this, we'll entertain the idea, though these all have to be settled before we even start having that discussion again. Is that kind of helping you? I agree with you.
I understand your perspective. My perspective is township government has worked for 200 years,
mm-hmm.
Joining to the fire district, I think, dilutes the role of the trustee, dilutes our authority. Yeah, there's one person on that board, but that's one voice of
five total.
So we go from controlling, not controlling, but actively participating with the contract negotiations,
mm-hmm.
as a board 50-50 to 20%. And it's not, we're not power hungry. It's our residents have 50% representation in that contract right now. They would transition to a 20% representation. And that, I would object to that. And that's not even looking at how much money would be contributed by this group, that group, or the other group.
Right. Just remain the contract. In the near, near foreseeable future, we're going to remain with contractual. So he can kind of help start his thing. We're going to want to be part of this group as we go forward when we put levies on and how we do it. We're still going to do our thing. But I'm just going to give Blake the heads up that anytime in the near future, we want to remain as a contractual entity, not a participating entity.
And 100% involved and committed to the long-term success of the fire district. Right, of, the, of those first responders. That's who we really are contracting with as the individuals that are on the trucks.
The boots on the ground.
On the hose.
Yep.
In the ambulance.
You know, right.
Et cetera. And we're not saying that we're not going to consider that they need a new generation of assets as older assets fall off the table. We're committed to that. And
So as a partnering agency, remain keeping our contract, and but the year before, we see that our formula of what we did here in 2020 as a working thing, and we don't want to rock the boat. Everything seems to be working. Why change that up?
Right.
And at this point, this is the direction we would like to go. So, if you're good with that,
it's gone.
Good. Yourself. Hello.
Heard you heard about the water problem.
Yes. Cool. Anything you'd like to say right now? Just remember we are recording, or if you're good with just what you wrote me, I'm good with that too. So.
Yeah, I just need to get some issues resolved with it.
Okay.
I'll just show you guys what I'm dealing with. This was Sunday. This is the catch basin towards the creek. Water coming up out of the catch basin. I dug a ditch to the creek to relieve it. That's my driveway. The fifth time now. Here's beside my house, coming right across the road.
A lot of water.
Yeah.
Is this West Lebanon Road? Eckerd Road, okay.
Part of it's Ferris, part of it's Daly's property.
Okay. The cornfields or your prop?
What's that?
Ferris is across the street, right?
Daly's Farms. And then Ferris, it all goes.
Daly's is the one north between, so the cornfield.
Here's what happened.
Across the street.
This is Daly's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be looking at, my house is right over here. Anyhow, Daly's only owns this little strip.
Right.
So this is last year Google Earth. You can see the strips. Mm-hmm. He took all them out. This is all corn the whole way up to 105 now. Mm-hmm. So the water just flows.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no buffer.
So, I mean, that 12-inch pipe is not taking nothing.
Well, it can't for what the amount of water is coming off there. And
I mean, it's going to have to be a 24-inch pipe if this is going to stay that way.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to change my ditch pipe.
On your side?
Yeah, township put it in.
Right,
but
on the west
bottom
side.
Is bent over at the bottom. It's completely at the bottom of the creek under the pipe.
Okay.
So I'm going to put a new one in myself and put a new catch basin in.
Okay.
And bring it where it's 2 foot instead of being 6 foot deep. Because when that tile is full of water, it can't relieve it. So.
Right. You want to get above it and help out.
I'm just going to take care of it.
Okay. And do you talk to Kevin yet today?
No.
Okay.
They were out there yesterday.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Just I'll get Kevin in contact with you. You got a phone number? You didn't have one on here.
Yeah.
If you can do that for me, that'd be great.
And we'll give you both of them.
We're in the middle of the fire thing. We'll get to the end of the meeting. We'll discuss how to proceed forward with this, and we'll go from there. We'll get in contact with you. All right, thank you.
Yep. So. I didn't know it was over here. I was over township. I thought that's where they were always at.
Oh.
There's nothing posted, so.
Gotcha. All right, thank we'll you. Be in contact. Thank you. All right, put that at the end.
Okay.
Got it.
So.
Back to the EWFD.
Yeah, and I think the township's relationship with all of the fire provider or emergency responders is the same, whether it's EWFD, OFD, KBFD, Southern District, Northern District, or the you know, we have a slightly different contract with Orville, so
correct.
And a slightly different relationship with them, but that doesn't diminish our commitment to our residents.
Correct. I see where you guys are going. I think I can lay it out to Blake that
another thing you could, well, another way you could say this to Blake is, you know, if we had some residents, especially in the northern township, that came to this board and said, hey, why aren't you guys joining the East Main Fire District? We would certainly want to have to take that into consideration.
Yeah.
But ask yourself, what would make a resident do that? Okay, if I'm a resident, I'm on the other side of the table, I would do that if I saw something that was going to improve my situation, improve services. And so I guess us, as I look at it today, us becoming part of that fire district, I know how it helps them. How does it help us?
Mm-hmm.
There has to be, anytime you're entering into an agreement, there has to be benefits to both sides. And so I'm not sure, again, what I know, and as I sit here today, what that benefit is for us.
I'm good with that. I wrote that question down to ask Blake.
Okay, yeah. I'm not trying to be snide.
That's why we're a board, and that's why I told Blake I don't want to answer these questions by myself, because we have three brains put together with a different point of view.
Tom,
it's all good.
My question of whether we're shopping for rings or not with the snide remark.
Right.
You're not. That was the flip. Maybe not snide, it was flip.
It's all good.
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing from you guys, and the way I'll do it, you know, is the one question you have is, how does this help the township? We know how it helps East Wayne by combining. How would this help the township? That'll be one thing to throw back at him as part of our conversation. The other one is, even though we remain in a contractual area, and then we are happy with the formula that has been established in 2020, that doesn't mean that if we remain contractual that we're not going to support you, we're not going to work with you on capital needs projects. I mean, look with the CARES. We went above and beyond the contract with the CARES and assisted them with their $95,000.
Yeah.
We are working on that partnership, so let's keep that trust going and keep going with the direction we have until residents say otherwise that we need to change our direction.
Did we pay forward on our settlement?
We did.
So, I mean, we are not, like, dragging our feet.
No.
We are 100% committed.
In my chat with Blake earlier today, he reiterated how thankful he is that our township decided to take $95,000 approximately and provide those funds to East Wayne to help remedy the coronavirus. So he understands that, yes, we are going above and beyond. He's just trying to have that conversation and try to he's got to figure out something for his board for a long-term goal. And he doesn't know that until he talks to us, until he talks to the villages. So I'll provide him that feedback from our township. I don't think this should be a big issue. I'll keep you in the loop as far as future meetings discussing the levy. And again, as we get into those meetings, we can make our decision. And you know, we can do something totally separate since we're contractual. We could just simply renew the 2.9 and keep the 2-year levy, or we can say, well, hey, we'll go with a 5-year levy and we'll drop it down to 2.5 if that's what JARA deems the same as what we're currently collecting. There's options for us to do at that point, and we can kind of choose at that point how we're going to move forward with East Wayne and be separate from the two villages. So, and if that's okay for an appropriate response to them, that's the way I will present it to Blake and the villages. So, I think that's enough for East Wayne.
Yeah.
Kidron.
<That's good> stuff.
Tom, you've been kind of contacting them. I guess, do we want to broach them with the subject of, hey, East Wayne hit us up about levy talk, and they're talking about doing a primary levy run, and see if Kidron's interested in doing the same thing at the same time. And the only information you'll have to provide them is if you want to change your levy, that we may have to change amounts because of the assessed value has changed.
Well, I think a conversation with them, you know, they've got they've got some changes going on here. So they're building a a new fire station,
mm-hmm.
and I think it would be good to hear about their long-term plans,
mm-hmm.
Because again, as we contract with them, we kind of relied on them to give us a dollar amount. You know, we calculated that out to be a certain millage,
mm-hmm.
and it wouldn't surprise me with the changes that they're making if there could be consideration for more levy money, mm-hmm. considering that they're, you know, those residents are paying a little bit less than mm-hmm. Northern Township. So, yeah, maybe I'll, if it's okay with you, reach out to Gary and just say, hey, we're starting to preliminarily talk about this and maybe, do a levy here in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like them to start talking about it as well,
yeah.
within their board.
It's not a, we're on the back half of the year already, so
yeah.
Something that they need to start talking about, because February 2nd, the filing date, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen before, you know, especially if they want to change the levy.
Yeah.
There's definitely different paperwork that has to be done, so we need to be on top of it versus waiting to, we have one meeting in January to try to do something that just, holidays mess things up too. November, December, county officials are taking holidays and whatnot too, so
right.
We want to be ahead of that curve as well.
That would still be for paying forward though, right? It's the collections would be, even though it's a spring primary.
Yeah, you get three chances to renew your levy. November, this coming November would be the first chance to renew the levies, but that the community group that met wanted, their request was that we do not run a renewal levy at the same time we're running township trustees and village councilman spots. Like, they wanted to separate that too. So elected officials have one spot, and we're not, confusing it with levies at the same time.
Right.
So we're giving up our first chance in November. Our second chance, which will be our first availability, will be the May one.
Okay.
So, and that gives us the buffer if the first one, if in May it doesn't pass, we still have next November to keep it, and there's no change. There's no, the money coming in is just seamless.
Yeah.
If we miss November, then we have an issue of when collections are going to happen and,
right.
and that whole mess. So hopefully we don't have that problem. I think we've turned a corner. I think in May we'd probably have a successful renewal or change. But we definitely need to start having the discussion now,
yeah.
to make sure we're on top of it. So, but anything else on fire departments, or are we feeling pretty good with the discussion?
Good.
Thank you, guys. On to the matrix. Myself and Kevin, we sat down for an afternoon, and at the end of that, it's not just East Union's handbook, it's not just the Wayne County Prosecutor's. I submitted about 40 pages between scratches off of East Union's and the Wayne County Prosecutor. Barbara is in the process of reviewing all that and starting to put it together. She understands that there are some things that are different than the East Union one. She didn't have a copy of that one. She wasn't privy to helping with the East Union in their last update of their handbook. So we provided that information to her. She's processing all that along with, how we compensate our employees are different than what she had in her handbook and what we had, or what East Union had in their handbook. It sounds like here in a week or so, we'll have a meeting with her, me, Kevin, and her to sit down and go over compensation and any other thing that she needed clarified. And we're probably gonna do like a virtual meeting on that to go over page by page so we can get a final document. So hopefully August, September, we'll have a document in hand ready to go for a final review. So hopefully.
Good.
Barring that nothing else comes up between now and then. the Way 30 study, we provided our information on suggested bridge sites. There was four different.
When did you say the document should be ready?
I'm anticipating, hopefully, having a document ready for review either August or September,
okay.
hopefully. But we're at the mercy of her and her workload. So if something comes up and she has to push it off the side because it's not as important as something else, well, it'll push it out. But
August or September.
We're hoping.
Yeah.
kind of like the rain thing with the chip and seal, there's things that can interrupt it, so. Are you good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. The Way 30, I uploaded that, and I believe I've copied you guys in that email as well, along with the mayor. We received an email back says they are reviewing our proposed ideas, and we'll see here.